Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and I'm with Stefan Van Hastel, who's the marketing director for Alcatel-Lucent's Fixed Networks. Stefan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we've heard a lot of promising things about VDSL2 vectoring and how it's going to dramatically improve the broadband speeds for millions of people. So, Stefan, what is vectoring technology?
With vectoring, service providers can deliver up to 100 megabits per second over a normal DSL line. And not only that, they can also deliver increased upstream speeds, and they can also equalize performance across all lines. So good and bad lines will perform at the same level. Now, vectoring works by removing the background noise or the crosstalk from DSL lines, much like noise cancellation headphones work. Of course, that sounds very simple, but in a complex technology like DSL with multiple frequencies, this is actually a very complex technology.
All right, so yeah, I've heard too that it's really complex technology. So does it really work as advertised?
Oh, absolutely. We've done numerous field trials, more than 40 all around the world, and we achieve consistently good results. We achieve 100 megabits per second downstream, 40 megabits per second upstream. And you know, just to be clear, when we say complex technology, this doesn't mean that it's difficult to deploy. It's just that it took a lot of smarts and a lot of engineering to develop it, but we made it as easy as possible for operators to deploy it.
All right, might seem like an obvious question, Stefan, but why would customers still invest in vectoring?
Well, I think most operators have fiber to the home as their long-term strategy because fiber is really the most future-proof technology. But deploying new fiber infrastructure requires significant investments and significant time to deploy. And we all know we want bandwidth now. We don't want to wait for it as consumers. With vectoring, with VDSL2 vectoring, operators can upgrade existing DSL lines, deliver 100 megabits per second, and they can do it in a very quick and cost-effective way. So it's a perfect complement to fiber-to-the-home deployments. It allows operators to deliver more broadband to more subscribers very quickly, and that's what we want, of course.
All right, so you mentioned more than 40 trials, but who is doing vectoring today?
So besides the 40 trials, which are really spread all around the world, we already have 11 customers. Belgacom in Belgium and Telekom Austria are two examples, and our customers also are spread over the world. So we have a number of customers in Europe, we have customers in Latin America, in the Middle East. So it's really taking off.
I mean, maybe a misconception is that, you know, vectoring is more for Europe and North America. Is that true?
That's indeed a misconception because there's a lot of VDSL in Europe and North America. So VDSL vectoring is an obvious next step. But the business case for vectoring is really so attractive that operators all around the world are looking at vectoring to complement their fiber to the home rollout.
Stefan, thanks again for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
And that was Stefan Van Hastel from Alcatel-Lucent. I'm Mike Yeomans. This has been Digital Ideas. Thanks for tuning in.